Welcome to the Void Podcast. This podcast is produced by Void Podcast LLC and presented by Sean McKnight and Jenny Miller. To learn more about our podcast, please visit our website, www.void-podcast.com. We hope you enjoy this episode of Void.
Previously on Void, Nova started discovering the wonders of the space station. Jonas and Dr. Ursula Nash have taken a liking to each other. Both Nova and Jonas are breaking away from their old lives on the colony to begin new lives in space.
So that's what we'll need for the crew. A pilot with a ship, an engineer, a medical doctor, a botanist, a security specialist, and another scientist besides myself.
What kind of scientist?
Biological or astrophysics, maybe? I'm not sure what the specialties are here.
How are we going to pay them? The colony credits we have are worthless.
That idiot Harris screwed us there. I foolishly thought the credits he gave you had some value.
I was the one who accepted them for this job. So we're broke.
Yeah, essentially.
Well, we have 30 days to figure it out.
What happens in 30 days?
We have to leave. Or we have to both sign contracts and take jobs to start earning station credits to pay for lodging and food.
Commerce is alive and well here in space.
Well, what's our next move?
I don't know.
I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. Might I offer a suggestion?
I'm sorry, you were eavesdropping?
Don't be so melodramatic, Ms. Bayflower. All our patient rooms come equipped with cameras and microphones. We don't hide it. See?
That's invasive. No privacy?
Not here. Personal chambers aren't monitored. Only public environments.
Fine. What's your advice?
If you're looking for a crew and a ship, you could try bartering.
Bartering?
Yes. It's a big part of the economy. When someone can't afford the cost of credits, they'll offer a personal item, a service, or a favor as compensation.
What kind of favor?
Oh, it might be something like cleaning their quarters for a month. Or if you have a skill, offering to use that skill, like they'll fix something for someone, or have sex with them.
Sex service? Isn't that prostitution?
Not sure what that is. Oh! You mean historical reference? You know, files about women selling their bodies for money?
Yes!
We have that, but we don't label it as prostitution. Men and women sell their bodies for sexual service all the time.
So what you're saying is that we could offer something in trade for taking on a crew member?
You could try. Everything and everyone has a price here.
When do you think you'll be up to do some networking?
I'm afraid Dr. Aldrich will be tied up here for some time recovering.
Don't you have some sort of miracle drug to heal him faster?
I'm afraid not. We're not mutants.
You're going to have to start this, Nova. From what you said earlier, we can't wait.
All right. I guess we have no choice. I'm heading back to get some sleep now. I'll start the search tomorrow. You have a good night.
So, Jonas, you mentioned something about needing a medical officer for your crew.
I can't believe I'm going to a lounge called the cockpit. Oh, holy shit, this place is in full rage mode this morning. Hi, I'm looking for a pilot by the name of Regina Rex.
So?
Well, I was told she hangs out here.
Maybe. Information isn't free. What are you drinking?
I don't have any credits.
We'll start a tab and send you the bill. It's due at the end of the month. If you don't pay, we'll know how to find you. What's your name?
Nova Bayflower.
Just a sec. I see your account here.
You do?
It looks like you're getting the VIP treatment since you're an off-worlder. For now, you drink for free until your orientation period is up. What can I get you?
Well, it's a little early to start partying, so...
It is?
Yeah. Can you just give me a water?
We don't serve water. We do have numerous non-alcoholic-based choices, though. How are you feeling?
How am I feeling?
Yeah. Our drinks can help with anything from a hangover to a headache to constipation.
No constipation, but thanks. I guess I am a little tired.
Then I recommend the Goombay Smash. It's a fruit punch that's laced with just the right amount of cocaine to perk you up, but without the stress. You also could go for the White Cross, which is made with soy milk, the meth that's in it.
Do you have anything that isn't laced with drugs?
Coffee.
That works. Now that I've ordered a drink, can you please tell me if Regina Rex is here?
She's here, all right. She's always here. She's the grumpy one over in the corner nursing a hangover.
Thanks.
Here's your coffee.
Hi, my name's Nova Bayfower. Do you mind if I join you?
Why?
I wanted to talk about hiring you.
Have a seat. So, Nova Bayflower, what kind of job are you offering me? Is this a pirating gig? Maybe smuggling?
Neither. It's about saving the population.
From what? We're doing just fine.
No, I'm from Earth. There are a lot of people on Earth that will die if we don't find a new place for everyone to live soon. That's what we're doing, looking for a new home planet.
Uh-huh. Who's we?
Myself and my partner, Dr. Jonas Aldridge. We're just starting to put together a crew.
And where are you going on this expedition?
Europa.
Jupiter, huh? I'm one of the few that have gone out that far.
You've been there?
I've been near there. Well, about 300,000 kilometers or so close. But in the same neighborhood. Why there?
It's the next closest system that's inhabitable since Mars didn't work out.
What's the pay? You should know that I'm no philanthropist.
So, that's a problem. Since we don't have any station credits, we wanted to offer a trade. And so, we were thinking we could act as your crew for another job that you wanted to take on, and we could offer services. Wait, why am I talking so fast? What is in this coffee?
The coffee here has about 30 times the normal level of caffeine. The bartender always cranks it up. It's his thing.
Shit. Okay, and as I was saying...
Settle that. Take your issues somewhere else, boys. So no credits. But you're offering barter as crew?
Yes.
I don't have any immediate contracts. But there's been this one I wanted to take on. Just haven't had the right people for it.
Well, we're lining up a number of others, including an engineer, a couple scientists, security, a medical officer. And I would serve as your co-pilot and navigator.
You ever fly a dreadnought class ship?
No. I've only flown colony shuttles, but I am a quick learner.
We'll see. Tell you what, if we fulfill my contract first before we head to Europa, and I get my share of anything we find along the way, then it's a deal.
What's the contract?
That's none of your business. For now. We can talk about the details if you manage to find the rest of the crew. Here's my card. Contact me when you have the crew together. What's your timetable?
We need to be on our way in less than 30 days.
That shouldn't be a problem. If you can find the rest of the suckers. I mean crew. Good luck with that.
Okay.
Goodbye, Nova Bayflower.
Oh, fine. Okay, I'll be in touch.
Sure you will.
With all these drugs, aren't you flooded with addicts here?
We have some addicts around here, but very few. Only the people that refuse to get the shot.
A shot?
If someone becomes addicted to a drug, they just stop by and we administer an immunity shot. That's usually good for about 6 months.
That's fascinating. Look, are you really sure about joining the crew? We could be gone for years. I really have no idea what I'm doing.
Are you kidding? This is the kind of opportunity I've always wanted. I want adventure.
But you'll be leaving the comforts of this place. Our own survival could be at stake at times.
I know. I always love the stories the pilots tell when I'm treating them for some injury or some illness that they brought back from one of their trips. I've been listening to them since I was a kid. I even used to collect comics about them.
What kept you from becoming a pilot?
My family. They sort of pushed me toward medicine, which I do love and I have to admit I have an affinity for. So it worked out. Both of my parents were doctors.
Were? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's a story for another time. Not everyone goes for the immortality package.
There's an immortality package?
Sure. If you don't mind committing your life to the station, permanently.
Who governs this place anyway?
We don't really have an electorate. The initial founders of the station sort of decided how it was going before anybody else got here. The organization is known as the Five.
Interesting.
Named after the five governing disciplines of science, faith, intellect, vice, and engineering. There's a tablet in that drawer next to you that will explain everything. They have a very good PR branch.
Wow, this is a lot of pages. I'll do some light reading with this later.
What do you say? Can I join the crew?
You know we can't pay you, right?
The adventure is the pay.
I have to confirm with Nova. She's my partner on this.
Okay. Once you do let me know, I'll need to give notice that I'm taking leave.
I wonder where she is. I think she was planning on stopping by.
She should be fine. Most of the station is really safe.
Most? What do you mean most?
There are people who have broken from the Five and formed their own factions. There's an underground culture, and it's chaos.
Is there security?
Oh, yeah. They're really good, too. My brother works for them.
You have a brother?
We're twins. Many of the children here were born twins. It's more efficient.
This place is something else.
Oh, great. Just great. Mm-hmm. Now I'm lost. Hey. Okay, wait a minute. What is this? Oh, Astrid!
Greetings. I am an Astrid kiosk. How may I be of assistance?
Excellent, Astrid. I need directions to the Powerbocking Arena.
Affirmative. Relaying directions to the Powerbocking Arena. First, please enjoy this message from our sponsor.
You gotta be kidding me.
The Atlas Corporation. We're everywhere doing everything. Products, services, cutting-edge technology, building systems, and changing tomorrow. We do it all. We are the Atlas Corporation.
I didn't even understand what that was about.
Directions to the Powerbocking Arena are as follows. Follow the express pathway to Pathway G in the Vice Annex. From there, turn right and walk another 274.32 meters to your destination.
I just came from there, damn it.
Hey, what are you doing back here?
Nothing. I'm just on my way to the Powerbocking Arena.
Oh, you are you? Who said you could cut through here?
Look, Astrid just told me.
Oh, the AI told you. Not all of us worship technology the way you do, sweetheart. Maybe your precious AI neglected to tell you how dangerous it can get around here. Isn't that right?
I just want to mind my own business and be on my way.
I don't think so. You won't be going anywhere anytime soon, honey.
This episode of Void featured the voice talents of Ella Demby as Astrid, Karen Johnston as Ursula Nash, Frank Juknowitz as the narrator, Sean McKnight as Jonas Aldridge, Jenny Miller as Nova Bayflower, Victoria Stevens as the cockpit bartender and rogue member number one, and also providing the voiceover for the Atlas commercial, and Amy Teresa as Regina Rex. The Void theme song, Equilibrium in Turbulence, was composed and produced by David Parsons from Avid Wolf Music. If you'd like to learn more about our podcast, please visit our website at void-podcast.com.